As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey, starring Judi Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. You must remember me.
Here we are, Mum. Two window seats.
Oh, that's good.
Give me your bag. I'll put it up on the rack.
It's only an overnight bag.
Remember your back.
All right. It is a pretty heavy nighty.
There. We'll be off soon.
Yes.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
That's because I'm not sure that this is such a good idea. Look, why don't I go back to the office and you go up to Norwich to see Lionel?
For goodness sake, Mum, it's you he wants to see, not me.
I don't know how you can say that when he doesn't even know we're coming.
He dedicated his book to you.
That was for all our yesterdays, not for all our tomorrows.
To poo, because you liked honey.
Yes, well, I'm not poo now.
I'll call you poo if you want me to.
Don't even think about it.
Lionel will be ever so pleased to see you.
Will he?
Well, if you were giving a lecture in Norwich and Lionel turned up to see you, what would you be?
Flabbergasted.
I don't know why I bothered.
Nor do I.
But you were in love.
And Clement Attlee was the leader of the Labour Party.
Who?
Exactly.
Hey, hey. Do you ladies mind if I grace myself with your presence?
What?
Would you mind if I sit here?
No, of course not.
Are you in Norwich?
Yes, we are.
Coincidence. So am I. Hey, if we're going to cozy up for a couple of hours, we should get to know each other. My name is Alistair.
I'm Judith.
Hi.
And this is my mother, Jean Pargeter.
You're kidding. Well, you could be taken for...
Sisters?
Yeah.
Rubbish. Sorry, that was snappy.
No props, but I don't take back a single word. You are a seriously attractive lady.
Thank you.
What's taking you to Norwich?
The train, hopefully.
We're going to a lecture.
I don't believe it.
Well, we don't look like football supporters, do we?
I mean, is this a lecture by Lionel Hardcastle?
Yes. Do you know him?
Know him? I'm his publisher.
Good heavens.
He said you were about 14.
He would. He's a dry guy, Lie. So how is he lucky enough to know two such beautiful women like you?
Well, he and Mum...
Oh, right, sorry. Understood.
No. We knew each other a long time ago and...
And?
Well... We know each other again.
Hey, hey.
It's not hey, hey at all. It's more like ho, hum.
So, why are you going out for the lecture then?
Well,
who?
Who?
I don't honestly know.
Does Lie know you're coming?
No. Whether either a nice surprise or a nasty shock.
Come through, Hardcastle, do. These are my rooms.
My word.
Yes, they do have a certain gothic grandeur, don't they? Some of the perks of being master of a college. Mind you, they're damn drafty. Sherry.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. It's very good of you to come out to the wilds at such short notice. My life in Burma, isn't it? Your lecture. Hmm?
My life in Kenya, actually.
Yeah. Here you are.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
The fellow who dropped out was going to talk about rail travel in Russia in the 20th century.
Was he?
Or was it China? Either way, I know it was about rail travel.
Why did he drop out?
Got run over by a bus.
Ironic.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
You'll stay overnight in college after the lecture, of course.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Master, but actually a friend's putting me up.
Oh, better still. Nothing like staying with a chum, is there?
Nothing.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity the girl who is me tonight. La 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 la.
Hello, Denise.
You're naughty, you are. Come in.
I'm sorry I'm a little late. I was talking to the Master.
Oh, there used to be someone called the Master in Doctor Who.
This was the Master of the college where I'm lecturing.
Well, I didn't actually think it was the character from Doctor Who. I was just remarking that there was somebody in it who was called that. I'm not completely brainless, you know.
No, of course you're not.
Now, would you like to go upstairs straight away?
Pardon?
To unpack.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
I've had ruched curtains put up in the bedroom since I last saw you.
Have you really?
Medieval hunting scenes.
What about them?
On the curtains. Are you all right? You don't seem at all with it.
No, I'm fine, really.
Here we are. I've left a space in the wardrobe and an empty drawer for your things.
Thank you.
You didn't ask why you were naughty.
Didn't I?
Well, you are.
You sure you got the correct adjective?
6 months and not a word, not even a postcard.
Denise, we are ships that pass in the night. We don't send postcards.
I wouldn't like to think I was being taken for granted.
I see you put the silk sheets on.
Yes, well, I'm a forgiving sort of person.
Indeed you are.
I bought some chains, by the way.
Pardon?
For my grass at the front. Trying to keep those lorries off it.
Oh.
Can I come to the lecture tonight?
What on earth for?
Well, to hear it.
If you want to be bored, try the telephone directory.
You don't want me to come.
Well, I told the master of the college that you were a chum, you see.
Well, I am.
You're not the sort of chum I meant.
You're not going with somebody else, are you?
No, of course not. I'd hardly stay here and go with somebody else, would I?
There's no telling with you. If I thought you were playing fast and loose...
Denise, at my age, you have to be fast to be loose. I'm not fast.
I can come to the lecture, then.
If you really want to.
Oh, good. Let's go and have some tea.
What?
Tea! There's something funny about you.
There's quite a lot that's funny about me.
You know what I mean. It's as if only half of you was here. Nothing's happened recently, has it? You know, happened.
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
There we are, madam. Tea for three.
Thank you. Funny, isn't it? Alistair having a reservation at the same hotel as us.
How did you ever get to be so gullible?
What do you mean?
When we booked in, he didn't have a reservation at all.
Oh, still. He's rather nice, isn't he?
Yes, in a boyish sort of way.
He's not that young. I suppose he's about my age.
Young?
He fancies you.
Don't be absurd.
Oh, well, why did he sit next to you on the train?
So he could look at you.
Oh, no, he spoke to you most of the time.
The oldest trick in the book, ingratiate yourself with the mother.
Now who's being gullible?
I phoned up, but it's fixed up. Sherry with the master before the lecture, front row seats, and then dinner with the master afterwards.
How did you manage that?
That's being in publishing. Almost everyone you meet intends to write a book one day. All you have to do is express a deep interest in the subject they want to write about, and suddenly they're very accommodating.
May I ask you an impertinent question?
Please, I'd love it.
Lionel's book. Why are you publishing it?
Because it's terrific.
I read it last night.
Ah. Well, compare it to a television company. They make their money producing the popular rubbish, but every so often they bring in an opera or something just to prove that basically they're very serious-minded people.
You mean nobody will read Lionel's book?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. If we jazz up the cover a bit, people might buy it without reading the actual words inside.
Oh.
Well, it's better than a poke in the eye with a burnt stick, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Incidentally, where's Lionel staying tonight? Here?
No, apparently he favours a little bed and breakfast place when he's up here.
Well, I hope he's being well looked after.
Do you know, Lionel, this is the first university I've ever been in. It's a bit like Westminster Abbey, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose it is.
You didn't say anything about the dress. You looked, but you didn't say anything.
Well, it is the sort of dress you look at.
You're not suggesting I should be ashamed of my bust, are you?
No, certainly not. No, here we are. These are the master's rooms. The reception's in here.
He's got velvet curtains.
So he has, yes.
Ah, Hardcastle, there you are, all ready for the lecture. You're looking very chipper.
Thank you, Master. May I introduce a friend of mine, Mrs. Denise Cropper?
How do you do?
Charming. What a lovely dress. Let's find you a sherry. Have you known Mrs. Copper long, Hardcastle?
No, it's Mrs. Cropper, Master.
As in, came a... You know, came a cropper.
What an excellent mnemonic.
Thank you.
Ah, here we are. Sherry's dry for you, if I remember correctly, Hardcastle. And my guess, Mrs. Cropper, is that you are sweet.
You'd have to ask Lionel.
Don't think I shan't, sly old fox.
Would you excuse me? A guest of mine has just arrived.
What? Oh, of course, my dear fellow. I'll take care of Mrs. Cropper.
Oh.
Hi, Ly. Done your warm-up?
My what?
Are you fit?
As I'll ever be. It was good of you to come.
And not alone. Look who's here.
Surprise.
Ah.
Hello, Lionel.
Ah.
There's no need to be that effusive.
Sorry, I was just, I didn't know you were coming.
Oh, that's why I said surprise.
Quite. Well, it is.
What?
A surprise. A very nice surprise, of course.
Well, now we've established how surprised we are. Any chance of a drink?
Yes, of course.
Lionel!
Oh, Denise.
That headmaster's a lively old dog, isn't he?
Master, just master.
Do you know where he had his hand?
Denise, I'd like you to meet some friends.
Oh, lovely.
This is Jean Pardister, an old friend, her daughter Judith, and Alastair Deacon.
I'm very pleased to make your acquaintances.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening. How old a friend are you, Jean?
Oh, we met 38 years ago.
Good gracious me. You are an old friend, aren't you?
How long have you known Lionel?
Oh, only a couple of years, on and off. We first met when I offered him overnight accommodation, didn't we, Lionel?
Yes.
Do you run a little bed and breakfast base then, Denise?
No.
I see.
Let me get some drinks.
You don't mind me holding your arm, do you, Alistair? Only with these high heels on gravel, I could pitch over at any moment.
No, you hold tight.
Oh, I always do.
Yeah, lots of students going to the lecture hall. Looks as though Lie's a puller.
No comment, as they say in the papers. Hey, come on, you two. Keep up.
Overnight accommodation.
Lionel is a man.
I know what sexy is. I just thought he was a man with some taste, that's all.
Now, is that nice?
Well, look at her.
I am.
Oh.
If she gets any closer to Alistair, she'll be in that suit with him.
Jealous?
No. Are you?
Certainly not. Just a minute. Look at that poster.
Oh, they're all over the place. Tonight's great lecturer and so on.
I know, but look at what's sprayed across that one. Elephant killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Moore, I think, who said, "A man travels the world over in search of what he needs and returns home to find it." I do not presume to say that Mr. Hardcastle traveled to Kenya in search of what he needed, but I am certain that on returning home, he will find here a very warm East Anglian welcome. Mr. Lionel Hardcastle.
Thank you, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, my life in Kenya. I first went to Kenya in 1955, because that was what my generation was brought up to call that.
And when did
very
you start slaughtering elephants?
That was, of course, what my generation was brought up to call that.
When did you start slaughtering elephants?
Who said anything about slaughtering elephants?
Answer the question!
I was a coffee planter.
Rubbish! We've read the blurb.
What blurb? What are you talking about?
These handbills, a cheap hype for your forthcoming book, One Man's Fight to Conquer a Wilderness.
Don't tell us you've conquered a wilderness without slaughtering elephants.
Look, I did not conquer any wilderness. I don't know anything about that.
It's thanks to people like you that my children may never see a wild elephant.
Madam, to the best of my knowledge, there are no wild elephants in Norwich. Look, if you just listen to what I've got to say.
You've got blood on your hands, and you know it.
Elephant killer!
Oh, cheer up, Li. Look at this. Table laid for six, cozy supper the master's laid on for you. Three boys, three girls, what could be nicer?
I will not cheer up. It's the most juvenile, irresponsible thing I've ever heard of.
Students will be students, mate.
Not them, you. One man's fight to conquer the wilderness.
To hide the book.
And what have you got in mind for the cover? Me standing on top of a pile of dead elephants?
No. Maybe a liar.
No.
My dear boy, I do apologize. I don't know what got into them.
A few lagers, I suspect, and some ridiculous handbills distributed by a publisher with a mental age of naught.
Now, steady on, mate.
And stop calling me mate.
Hello, Bwana Makuba.
And don't you start.
Well, you have to admit, it's had its funny side.
Not from where I was standing.
I like the helium-filled elephant the students let off.
Did you really?
Yeah, he looks sort of sweet floating about the hall like that.
Sweet, sweet.
Look here, let's put all that unpleasantness behind us and look forward to a jolly supper.
Good idea.
Yeah. There were only five at the moment. Where's your young lady, Hardcastle?
My young... Denise.
Probably doing a retouching job.
Meow.
Here she comes now.
Retouched.
Come and join us for a sherry, my dear.
Thank you. How are you, Lionel?
Recovering, thank you.
You poor thing. I thought they were disgusting. They should be expelled.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't entirely their fault. They were misinformed.
Who by? By whom?
Alistair.
Gosh, I'm starving. What's for supper, Master?
Chicken, I believe.
Did you shoot it yourself, Lionel?
Some jokes can be run into the ground, you know.
Oh, now, Pax, now come along. Let's sit at table, shall we? Nothing formal, anywhere you like.
I'll sit next to you, Lionel. Cheer you up.
Oh, right.
And I'll sit next to you, if I may, Alistair.
You may, lovely lady, you may.
Which gives me the privilege of sitting next to this delightful creature.
Why, thank you. Ow!
I'm so sorry, I was just holding your chair. Yes, she was a dear old thing, Jessie. 15 years, almost to the day she died. I always remember her last words. Arthur, she said, there are some chops in the freezer. You best defrost them for your supper tonight. Ever been married, Hardcastle?
Once. We divorced on the grounds of mutual boredom.
Miss Pargeter?
I'm a widow.
A merry one, I hope.
Well, I think at my age, sprightly might be a better word.
Rubbish.
My ex shot himself.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, he was always given to the dramatic. That's what I like about Lionel. He's so steady.
Boring might be a better adjective.
Yes, it might be.
Oh, no. Never bored.
And what about this pretty thing? Still looking for Mr. Wright?
Well, I've got two ex-husbands, so I suppose I must be.
What a waste.
My point exactly.
Oh.
Here you are, Jean, describing yourself as sprightly when you're still a very desirable woman.
Oh, what a sweet thing to say.
I mean every word of it.
I think clicking is permanent.
Clicking?
Yes, in relationships. Two people either click instinctively or not. You take me and Lionel. We click like mad.
Do you?
We don't see each other that often, of course.
That must be the reason. Absence makes the click grow fonder.
What about a splash more port, eh?
No, thanks, all the same. I think Lionel must be a bit tired by now.
How very perceptive of you, Denise. If you'll excuse us, Master.
Yes, of course.
Actually, I think we'll pop off as well.
We?
Yeah, I thought we might go back to the hotel for a nightcap.
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Alistair.
You're staying at the same hotel?
Yes. It's convenient, isn't it?
And what about you, my dear?
Me? Oh, I think I'd like another splash of port, please.
Oh, what an excellent idea.
Are you sure you won't come back to the hotel with us, Judy?
No, I'll come later. I'm sure the master will look after me.
I'd be honoured.
Well, that all works out very nicely, doesn't it? Everyone's fixed up.
That's probably our cab. I'll just check.
I'll fetch the car, Lionel, while you say goodnight to your friends.
I didn't know you were coming.
It's not really any of my business, is it?
No. All right, it's not.
Fine.
It is our cab.
Coming.
This nightcap.
That's not really any of your business.
No, it's not. You won't get silly, though, will you?
Well, no sillier than you.
Cheers, mate. See you in London.
Don't look so pleased with yourself, Alistair.
Here we are, lovely lady. Two nightcaps. They're called Toujours l'amour.
Oh, really?
Now, let's talk about you, A to Z.
Alistair, I went from A to J before you were born.
Who cares? Do you care?
Well...
I don't. Nobody does these days. Attraction is attraction. Full stop.
You should be saying this to Judith.
She's a child.
Yes, I know. Mine.
Hey, the next thing you'll be saying is that you're past it.
No, I won't. I'm not past it. It's just a question of mutual attraction, that's all.
No props. I saw something in your eye when you said yes to a nightcap.
Yes, you did. You saw vanity and stupidity. For a minute, I wanted to get my own back on Lionel. I don't know why. I just wanted to make him jealous. I'm sorry, Alistair. But that was all it was.
Well, it's a starting point.
Another glass of port, my dear? Oh,
better not. I get silly.
Just a small one, then? Do you know you have the most extraordinary eyes?
They're not glazed, are they?
Oh, most certainly not. All the mystery of woman is in those eyes.
Well, then they must be glazed. I'm not mysterious at all.
You're very beautiful.
Rubbish.
Masefield had it, you know. But the loveliest things of beauty God ever has showed me are her voice and her hair and eyes and the dear red curve of her lips.
It's very sweet of you, but...
No, and as for those shoulders, my God, if I'd danced with you on the eve of the Battle of Waterloo, I'd have charged the French dreaming of those shoulders. And
you, what, you what... did say you were going to show me round.
Did I? Oh, so I did, yeah. Oh, this way. I have some very interesting first editions that may interest you.
Oh!
Something wrong?
You just pinched my bum. I mean, you actually pinched my bum.
I couldn't resist it.
Well, you should have tried.
I'll get you a car.
Yes, I think you'd better.
When you get old, you forget, you see.
Forget what?
How to seduce. All those honeyed phrases one used so long ago seem ridiculously out of date. It isn't like riding a bicycle at all. You fall off.
I shouldn't worry about honeyed phrases being out of date. I thought the one about us dancing on the eve of the Battle of Waterloo was terrific.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
I mean, take Tina Turner.
Why should I?
I mean, she's not a young woman, is she? When she struts her stuff...
Alistair, you live in a fantasy world. I run a secretarial agency. I don't strut my stuff.
Yes. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The champagne is ready, sir.
I assumed it would be. I don't need to be told.
Oh, I'm very sorry, I'm sure. It seemed the logical thing to do.
What champagne?
The bottle in my room.
You do have a thirst, don't you?
It's for us.
In your room?
Well, we can have it in your room, if you like.
Look, Alistair, do I have to stamp no in big letters on your forehead?
Whatever turns you on.
Well, I tell you what turns me on at this time of night. It's a comfortable bed and a good book.
Okay, fine. What shall we read?
Alistair!
All right. I'm not entirely without sensitivity. I give in.
Good.
For tonight.
Good night.
What if I were Lionel?
Well, he'd have dropped off in his chair by now. Enjoy the champagne.
Was that Mum going upstairs?
Well, hi. Yes, it was. She turned me down flat and went to bed.
Oh, I think I'll do the same. Good night.
I've got a bottle of champagne in my room.
You've also got a bloody nerve.
Alistair, mate, it just isn't your night.
Have you taken to changing in the bathroom?
Vanity, I suppose. Bits of me that used to ripple tend to wobble these days.
And you're not wearing the pyjamas I bought you last time.
No.
Well, don't you like them?
Well, they were very distinctive. I just don't feel comfortable wearing pyjamas with Macho Man printed on them. You've been spraying again.
It's called Pourquoi Non. That means why not?
I can think of several reasons.
Meaning?
Meaning it smells like furniture polish.
It didn't bother you this afternoon.
It's the second wave.
You are in a mood.
Look, can we just change the subject?
Yes, good idea. Ooh, these sheets strike cold. Does it really smell of furniture polish?
Well, expensive furniture polish.
That's better.
Good night, then.
What do you mean, good night?
I thought I'd sleep in the guest room.
It's her, isn't it? It's that old flame of yours, and I do mean old.
I'm rather tired, that's all.
I know that, but that's no reason to act like the stag at bay. I've got the right to have my expectations.
What do you mean, the right?
You've slept in my bed.
At your invitation? Have you forgotten the first time I stayed here? You showed me the bed I was supposed to sleep in, and 10 minutes later, we were in yours.
Oh, I see. I overpowered you, did I?
No, of course not. It was handy, wasn't it?
Handy.
Bad word. Convenient.
Worst word.
I'm not an eloquent man.
No, you're not.
Oh, for goodness sake, this is childish. We met. And let's face it, it suited us both. Don't make it sound like a grand passion. We only see each other a few times a year.
If she were in this bed, it would be a different story.
Yes. She'd have passed out a long time ago, overcome by the fumes of your perfume that smells like furniture polish. That's my case.
Get out of my house.
What do you think I'm doing?
And take a photograph with you. Oh, yeah, that's been on my bedside table. Now, I never want to look at it again.
Well, I don't blame you for that.
You've taken advantage of me. That's what you've done.
Oh, now we really are in the realms of fiction, aren't we?
Of all my guests, all the gentlemen that have stayed here, you were the only one.
You're not losing anything, Denise. Now, which drawer did I put my clothes in?
Not that one.
I was the only one, you said?
Yes.
Then why is this drawer packed with photographs of other men?
Oh, those.
Yes, those.
Just acquaintances.
Call me suspicious, Denise. But why do I guess that they all have a pair of pyjamas with Macho Man printed on the chest?
Oh, I do wish you'd stop yawning.
Well, it's your fault. Why do we have to catch the dawn train?
It's the yawn train in your case. It's nearly 8 o'clock.
A leisurely breakfast. That's what I was looking forward to. You still haven't said why we had to leave so early.
Because I'm sick of Norwich, that's why.
I thought it was a nice city.
It's not the city. It's all the goings-on in the city.
Ours, you mean?
Well, it was a shambles. You get your bum pinched by the master of a college. I get propositioned by a child.
What child?
Alistair.
You haven't mentioned Lionel. Is he included in this shambles?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. He chooses to spend the night with a loud-mouthed, overblown bit of stuff. That's his business.
Just as long as you don't care.
I don't.
Good.
Oh, you can't still be tired.
You know, that's a different kind of yawn. That's the yawn I do when I don't believe a word that someone's saying.
You've been listening to As Time Goes By, written by Bob Larbey and starring Judy Dench as Jean and Jeffrey Palmer as Lionel. Judith was played by Moira Brooker, Alistair by John Glover, The Master by John Barron, and Denise by Jean Warren. Other parts were played by Melanie Hudson and Simon Greenall. The producer was Martin Fisher.